Thank you for joining us today on Drawing Near. This ongoing study of the Bible is designed to help and encourage us to draw near to God through the study and application of His Word. If you have questions about the Bible or your walk with the Lord Jesus, feel free to reach out to me through my email address in the description section of this podcast. As we move into chapter 3 of our study, Paul warns Timothy to avoid associating with certain men. He has already warned him regarding those who would dispute the truth of God's word or argue about empty things which cause division. Now he focuses on character and integrity. Let's take our Bibles and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and study Turning Away. And as we prepare for today's study, let's pray together. And our Father in heaven, we come before you today acknowledging your sovereignty, your rule, your authority. When we come to your word, we're not supposed to come just looking for intellectual information or wise words on how we should live our lives, but rather we come to hear your voice, hear your words, your commands, your instructions. Father, help us to be submissive to you and your word, not to think ourselves as wise or discerning in and of ourselves, but rather being led by your Spirit, denying the flesh, seeking to humbly obey you. You're God. We are not. We are your servants, your bond slaves. We're here to serve you, regardless of what you teach us or tell us to do. Father, help us to be like the Lord Jesus in our submissiveness. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. So let's take our Bibles and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we'll begin by reading verses 1 through 5. It says, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away." We've already introduced this passage and looked at what Paul means by perilous times will come. In fact, many of the things that we're looking at here was already present in Paul's day. That's why he was warning Timothy so strongly about these types of individuals. I want to focus today on the characteristics that are described in verses 2 through 5. I want you to notice a primary trait or characteristic in these descriptive words. The primary characteristic or trait is self-centeredness. If you look down through this list, almost every one of these things comes from a perspective of being self-absorbed or self-focused. Starts out with lovers of themselves. For many of us, we would not consider ourselves in danger of loving ourselves. So many people are not happy. They have a poor self-image. These are the descriptive terms that many psychologists or sociologists use of people today. But the idea of lovers of themselves is they view everything around them through the lens of how it affects them. They love themselves. So if something is not good for them, if something is not pleasant to them, if it doesn't benefit themselves, then they're not in. They love themselves. They love money. They love money for themselves. They love what money can do for themselves. They boast. They boast about themselves. They puff themselves up. They're proud. That's the inward heart of a person who is focused on self. They're not willing to humble themselves. They think they're right. They think their perspective is the right perspective. They're blasphemers. They put down the holy things of God. Where does that come from? Their pride. They're disobedient to parents. Why would they be disobedient to parents? They don't like what parents say. They don't like what parents stand for. And it goes against what they want for themselves. They're unthankful. They're unthankful because they think they deserve what they're getting. So they're not grateful for the grace and the blessedness of receiving from anyone else. They're unholy. They're unloving. They're unforgiving. These things require self-denial. These things require sacrifice. They're slanderers. While they're putting themselves up, they're tearing other people down. They're without self-control. They satisfy themselves. They please themselves. They walk in the flesh for themselves. They're brutal. They don't bridle their tongue. They don't try to be kind. They're not considerate of others. They despise what's good. Why? Because their flesh desires what's evil. They're traitors. They're like Judas Iscariot, who betrays for his own benefits. Headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Do you see these things? The big sin is that individuals who are not surrendered to Jesus Christ value themselves over anyone else, even in our sin as Christians. The problem comes from putting ourselves over what God has called and commanded us to do. Many people will not obey this passage where it says, from such people turn away. Why? Because it hurts them. They think they know better than God. They will not be obedient to the truth of God's word. Ultimately, we need to understand that Paul is talking about individuals who are within the church. They gather with the believers. They gather with the brothers and sisters of Christ. How do we know this describes some people within the church? Because we're told in verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. They have something that looks like godliness, but they do not allow God's power to do the work of purging self in the heart and life. They deny God's power over themselves. They take on a little bit of love. They take on a little bit of this. They take on some of what God says. As they mix among believers, they're like wolves in sheep's clothing. They take on some of what the Bible says, some of what God says, enough to distract. But deep down, they reject the things of God that doesn't suit them. They deny its power over them. That's the ultimate in selfishness. We get to determine how like God we are going to be. We determine whether or not what God has said applies to us. They do not allow themselves to be submissive and receive the full benefits of God's cleansing power over sin in our lives. This takes discernment to even recognize this in others. And this isn't talking about someone who from time to time exhibits one of these traits or some of these traits. This talks about the characteristic of a person. This talks about the day-to-day pattern of their lives. When we watch people and they consistently choose themselves over others, money over sacrifice and service, they're promoting themselves, they're at odds with other people because others don't agree with them, they're not very worshipful, they don't live holy lives consecrated to the Lord, they hold bitterness in their heart, they gossip and slander and murmur against others constantly. When we see these kinds of things, where they would rather enjoy the pleasures of this life rather than the fellowship and the sacrifice and the worship and service to God, when we see something's wrong, we need to acknowledge it in our hearts. From such people turn away. Why? Well, so that we don't condone, so that we don't embrace, but also so that we communicate they need Christ. They're not right. We're not going to disassociate ourselves from lost people in this world. You can't do that. You don't have to fellowship with lost people. You don't have to cozy up to them. But this is primarily talking about individuals who have a form of godliness but deny its power. They need to become aware of what's lacking in their faith. Never are we to be unkind. We are always to be gentle. We are to pray for one another, but we are to also speak the truth in love. And when individuals exhibit ungodliness within the body of Christ, consistently from such people turn away. This is hard. This requires that we get the log out of our eyes. This requires that we examine ourselves, that we work out our own salvation in fear and trembling, that we walk in the power and the presence of God's holy word under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, not because we think we're better than others. That makes us guilty of what this says. We need to be humble, meek, lowly, tender, and then seek to help others to not just have a form of godliness, but to be godly and have its accompanying power effective in our lives. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Help us, Father, to process this, to think through it. Help us to wrestle with what you are desiring for us, to go back through and look at chapters 1 and 2 along with this, to look at what follows so that we can understand the context. Paul is trying to help a young man in the ministry understand that ministry is not always simple. It's challenging. It doesn't always unify, especially unify at all costs. When people do not embrace the truth of your word, that is to be recognized and dealt with. Help us, Father, to see these things. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for studying with us today. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are shared. Drawing Near is a ministry of FBC Tip City based on the promise that if we will draw near to God, He will draw near to us.